How fast I walked, how I ran sometimes, how I looked forward to catch the first view of the well-known woods, with what feelings I welcomed single trees I knew and familiar glimpses of meadow and hill between them. At last the woods rose. The rookery clustered dark. A loud cawing broke the morning stillness. Strange delight inspired me. On I hastened. Another field crossed, a lane threaded, and there was the courtyard walls, the back offices, the house itself. The rookery still hid. My first view of it shall be in front, I determined, where its bold battlements will strike the eye nobly at once, and where I can single out my master's very window. Perhaps he will be standing at it. He rises early. Perhaps he is now walking in the orchard, or on the pavement in front. Could I but see him? Surely in that case I should not be so mad as to run to him. I cannot tell. I'm not certain. And if I did, what then? God bless him. What then? Who would be hurt by my once more tasting the life his glance can give me? I rave. Perhaps at this moment he is watching the sun rise over the Pyrenees or on the tideless sea of the south. I had coasted along the lower wall of the orchard, turned its angle. There was a gate just there, opening into the meadow between two stone pillars crowned by stone balls. From behind one pillar, I could peep round quietly at the full front of the mansion. I advanced my head with precaution, desirous to ascertain if any bedroom window blinds were yet drawn up. Battlements, windows, long front, all from this sheltered station were at my command.